Hey folks, Mr. Eat here, and I'm here to talk to you about the Eat Daily Menu as Eat Fitness's very first podcast. So let's dive right in and cover how to take advantage of using the Eat Daily Menu. Now, in order to do this most effectively, you're going to want to be able to refer to page 21 of the Eat Fit Timing Kit. And if you don't have the Eat Fit Timing Kit, which was available as a binder, if you want to go ahead and purchase it separately, but all members of Eat get the timing kit via PDF or online. I've got it on the website at no charge. So just request it at eatfit@gmail.com. We can send it right over to you. And then you want to go to page 21 and you'll see what the Eat Daily Menu looks like. It's an exact picture of it. And there are tabs that explain what to do. It's set up in 6 panels. And the colors on the Eat Fit timing kit match the colors on your weekly budget, which is the fridge magnet or the word drop and drag scheduler that you should be using to manage your Eat plan. So the very first panel, which is the cover of the timing kit, is green, and it talks about, it reviews your goals with Eat, which are stress-free, long-term weight loss, and optimal fitness for your lifestyle. And the point to be made there, why it's worth putting there and reviewing every single day, is we're looking for stress-free, long-term weight loss. And that means that everything that's done with an Eat is designed to lead to stress-free behaviors, stress-free weight loss. So if you're finding you're having a lot of stress following your Eat plan or doing your planning or any element of Eat, then you really don't have a path that's going to set you up for long term. And because people don't like staying with high stress things. So it's a kind of that's a time to take advantage of a consultation, come to webinars, ask your questions. Find out what you can do to make your plan easier, break it down a little bit, and make it where you're going to achieve stress-free weight loss, because that will be what works long-term, and that's how that goal was designed. Now, number 2 is optimal fitness for your lifestyle, and that one's fairly self-explanatory. Also reviewed on the first panel are the Eat exercises, and those are the 8 to 20-minute Swedish intervals, which are more cardio-oriented, and notice it goes as low as 8 minutes. So it's not something where you should be saying, I don't have time to do my workout today. It's, well, can I squeeze in 8 minutes? That's useful. As long as it's well-timed, it's really useful. And you can go to the full 20 minutes on other days you do have time to do the full workout. But getting your body in a rhythm and a habit of doing that will help your metabolism as well as make this plan a lot more second nature for you. The other option is a 10 to 20-minute strength circuit, which involves resistance-type exercises and core exercises. And that is something that usually is done, more in the evenings to burn carbs off at dinner. But it can vary based on your schedule. Just those are the 2 main Eat exercises, the Swedish intervals and the strength circuits. They're to remind you every single day on your menu. Noting also that when you do the workouts, you should try to drink a cup of water in addition to the other water that Eat guidelines suggest. And that's panel 1. Now, panel 2 is a red panel, and it's called Eat Fat Burning Time. And that'll be number 2 when you take a look at page 21 on the timing kit. And fat burning time starts right when you wake up. And it says within 15 to 30 minutes of waking, you've got, and this is the breakdown of all the remaining panels, you've got a quick start menu that gives you what Eat says. These are optimal choices for this time of day. This is the perfect world. If you were the absolute perfect dieter and you want to use this timing diet, this is what you should be doing for fastest results. And we've targeted the results at about 30 pounds in 90 days. So that is kind of the rate that we would expect you to see weight loss if you follow this panel. If you follow the menu. But we live in the perfect world, not the real world. And so therefore, you know that's the quick start menu, but we always leave a blank line as you look at this menu. You'll see it on each and every section because you can work in whatever you want. Now, ideally, you're going to use the kind of suggestions that Eat provides you for each time of day, but you're never required to. So we have had people on the Eat Fitness plan who have worked it out and lost weight eating a coffee and a donut every single morning. That's not consistent with what's best for your metabolism at that time of day. However, it can be done, and that's where you need to understand how to mix and match your timing of your plan and use the various tools Eat offers. But let's go back to the actual menu. It's the focal point here. You've got a quick start menu that says a cup of green tea or a cup of coffee and 1 cup of water, which means you're just taking a sip every 5 or 10 minutes starting with your morning wake-up food. And tea and coffee is food. Let's be clear about that. So we want to sip water in between our drinking of the coffee or the tea and keep that going all morning and throughout the day, in fact, with one full glass at each meal. But that would be what to do right when you wake up. You know, you don't have to roll out of bed and do it, but within 15 or 30 minutes, that's what you're trying to do. And then there's also a section of each panel on the menu that lists each Nutrifund guidelines. And this time of day would be emergency foods. We really don't want to be putting a bunch of food into our body, especially carbs, in the morning because it can get in the way of fat burning. So you can see, here's an example numerically, of what type of foods you should go after if you want more food at this time. And it basically says 5 grams of protein, 2 to 3 grams of fiber, one low-carb veggie, maybe, you know, add more water, keep your calories under 200, 100 to 200, and under 10 carbs, and shoot for low fat. We don't even want to be eating food, ideally, at this point, other than tea or coffee. But if you need something, that gives you some guidelines. And on the meal generator, which is, again, provided no charge to members via an Excel spreadsheet, you can see a bunch of examples of what people have used. So it might be something like some lean protein or some low-fat cheese. And you can eat that right when you wake up if you like. You can even eat a slice of bacon, which has no carbs. We're just trying to avoid carbs. That would go a little higher on the fat percentage than we want. But again, Nutrifund guidelines, not Nutrifund rules. So that would tell you how to handle that. Now, if you choose not to eat any solid foods at that time, the idea is you wake up and you accelerate your metabolism, a little green tea or coffee, sipping water. Then we want to make it to lunch without a full meal. So we have a start your day period, which you've seen on the fridge magnets. The start your day period goes, it says it right here on the menu, it goes from wake up until brunch lunch. And you, once again, you have your quick start menu for start your day. And that would be the period of time, again, I don't mean to be overly repetitive, but just to be clear, we've woken up, we've started metabolism, now we're going about our business, and we're trying to make it through to brunch, lunchtime for our first meal. But a lot of people want food during that time. As a quick start, it would be have another cup of coffee or some green or additional green tea. We don't need any solid foods as long as we are happy and content and willing to stay on our plans, and many people operate this way. However, there are also many people that need more food, and the beauty of EAT is some days you can use more food, some days you don't have to. So here are some specific suggestions of foods that have worked very successfully for other eaters at that period between wake-up and brunch-lunch. So a couple egg whites, 2 to 4 ounces of lean protein. You could have a whole egg. Again, this menu tries to focus on what will bring the best results. It is a weight loss and fitness plan. Egg whites will produce better weight loss and fitness results than egg yolks for the most part, so we recommend egg whites. If you want one egg white, one egg yolk, you know, meaning 2 egg whites and 1 egg yolk as a morning, as a start your day meal, wonderful. Go ahead and have it. You're still not eating carbs. You're still not getting away with fat burning. That's a fine choice. But again, on the actual menu, you could go with lean proteins, low-fat cheese, or choose a higher-fat meat if that would really satisfy you for the rest of the morning. It's going to replace some of the fat you're burning, but it's still totally fine because at least we're not getting in the way of fat burning by eating carbs, which we get in your bloodstream and start being utilized right away. Whereas if you don't eat carbs, you've got your body is accessing stored fat, which is really what we're after. So that covers the first 2 panels of the menu. I'm going to stop there as a good test podcast. And let's see how that makes sense, get some feedback from you, and then we'll come back with an additional series of podcasts to cover the remaining 4 panels. But once again, you can go to the Eat Fit Timing Kit, see this image in detail, exactly the way it appears when you get the laminated version, and as a very detailed description of how all this stuff works. But hopefully that overview gives you a little insight on how the menu was built. So with that said, I will sign off for now, and we will see you again soon with more info to help you eat better.